little bonus roundtable 105 this past Saturday inside McKenzie Arena. It was a wild night with Five Finger Death Punch, Three Days Grace, Bad Wolves, Fire from the Gods. We were running around everywhere, getting interviews with all of them, and we came across Zoltan, like the founding member of Five Finger Death Punch, and this dude is just full of knowledge. He manages all the other bands, like Fire from the Gods, Bad Wolves, has his hands in a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Five Finger Death Punch has new music coming.
New music, and he thinks that the old Five Finger Death Punch is dead.
Yeah, it's wild. Plus, he thinks the name is incredibly stupid. Dude, we had such a wild conversation with Zoltan from Five Finger Death Punch, we had to put it out. So enjoy, have a happy Thanksgiving, and enjoy our bonus episode of Roundtable 105 with Zoltan.
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is Roundtable 105.
I'm Zoltan. Are you kidding? I don't need another name, dude. It's like, you know,
I tell you the future, you die, mother.
That's awesome.
You know.
Drop in 25 cents. I'll tell yours.
You know the machine, Zoltan. Yeah. Everybody Zoltan.
Oh, yeah. Will you turn me into Tom Hanks, please?
Right. That's awesome. And, of course, we're here. No introduction required. Zoltan, Five Finger Death Punch, backstage, McKenzie Arena before tonight's show here in Chattanooga. That's so awesome. We're super excited about this.
Yes, we're going to do it.
We were just talking off the air here before you walked over. You not only are in, obviously, Five Finger Death Punch, but you also have your hands in a bunch of different things. You're managing Fire from the Gods, Bad Wolves, who are on tour with you guys.
Yes. You know, I mean, there are a couple of bands that, you know, well, first and foremost, let me start this way. Five Finger Death Punch always been sort of a curator, you know. We got, I wouldn't say lucky, but let's just use the word for the lack of better words. We got lucky to get here. And you know, it's kind of the paid forward. There were a couple of bands that gave us a hand. Back in the days, we were touring with Disturbed and Korn a lot, you know. And so now we are in a position that we can put other bands in front of a lot of people. And so, you know, from Nothing More, who ended up getting a couple of Grammy nominations too. You know what I mean? There's so many bands that we took out on the road, and then after that, their career, you know, improved, obviously. And more Bad Wolves just stayed up, took off. I mean, that band is like blazing right now. So, you know, it's always been a thing that we were conscious of. I think a healthy genre, you know, when we have a lot of rock bands are successful in the same time, that means, you know, obviously it matters to you guys as radio.
Good for business.
You know, and it matters that if we were just a single band in a genre, then there would be no festivals. There would be no, you know what I mean, arena shows. So it's important. And we understand this, that the more bands are successful, then that's better for everyone, better for us as well. It's really hard sometimes to pick a band that, you know, can be a direct support because they have to have a certain, you know, draw a certain popularity. And so we figured, like, well, let's curate it. You know, let's get these bands. Let's help. And when so Bad Wolves showed me their demo, I knew those guys, every single one of them, from various bands that at one point toured with us in the past. You know what I mean?
Said he's touring with us before.
Yes. Every single one of them were in bands that toured with us. So when they showed me their demo, I'm like, okay, this has legs. I can help. I can do something positive here. So, you know, got them a record deal, a publishing deal, and, you know, started managing
them.
So
that all starts through you, and that kind of gets where the curation all begins, and at the very beginning of everything.
Uh-huh. And then, you know, obviously they did their work. I mean, I can't claim that. They're a band. They're working hard. It's a hardworking band, but, you know, I could put them in the right track and sort of do the, still to this day, the big picture management of here are the mistakes that you don't want to make.
Absolutely.
And here are the things that you do absolutely have to, you know, have to show up, have to do these things, right? And then the same thing with Fire from the Gods had a record already, and I thought that band was just unbelievable, you know? And like, why are these guys should be so much bigger? They're so unique, they're so different, yet fit into the same genre, right? And I'm like, you know what, let me see if I can do something here. And same thing, you know, we negotiated a new record deal for them, put them on the right management, the right label, and you know, their song is coming up. And I think that's a band to watch.
Absolutely. And then you put your fans in front of it to see them, and now it opens the door for them. And then you know, it's a great formula.
This is the Hard Rock Mafia, man. that's what's up.
Things must be tough because we got one in a sling, and you're walking around with a boot on your foot.
Yeah,
are you all battling it out on the road? You know, is this what's going on?
All the ass kicking caught up with my right foot. You know what I mean? It's wore out from that.
That's a good observation. Tommy's got his arm all slinging over here.
Maybe let's see me working hard. You know, it's for real.
I can see Zoltan going down the road going, don't you make me turn this tour bus around.
Right. And on the last tour, you know, Ivan had the boot and he was, you know, so we just, you know, I don't know who's next, but it's going around. It's like influenza, you know what I mean?
So your turn, wear the cast. So you made some news over the summer when you basically said that you think the band name is stupid.
Oh.
Words? You're going to be wearing the boot right now.
All right. No, he's right, but you know, you have to, you know, you can't just lift that out of context.
Fake news.
Let's not do the fake news thing. So basically the whole idea was that I was talking about in a joking manner, right? That, you know, when you pick a band name, it has to be something. Obviously, you can pick a band name that will never be spoken on radio or will never be published in any serious magazines. We know those bands. I'm not going to repeat their names. You automatically cut your foot off. It's just got to be always underground. There's nothing you can do because of the band's name, right? And so, but above that, I thought, okay, well, you have to pick a band name that either raise eyebrows or just so cool or catchy. And that's really hard, and most of those names are taken, obviously. And so I was like, you know, like Judas Priest. I think that's a brilliant, brilliant band name. You know what I mean? So that's what I mean. Those kind of names are just brilliant, and they were already taken, right? And so I was just joking about, like, you know what? Also, you can have a band name that definitely was like, man, that's a stupid freaking band name. You know what I mean? Like, something like, you said what? And I can tell you the story. The time when I picked this name and I showed it to Ivan, like, what do you think of this? Because this is out there. And Ivan was like, man, people are going to hate this. It's awesome. But see what I mean? Because there is a negative publicity that becomes positive because everybody raises. Just look, every time I sit on a plane and some old lady asks me, like, oh, you're in a band? I'm like, yeah, what's the band name? I'm like, here it comes. You know? And I'm like, well, can I stick a selfie when I'm going to tell you this? Because the face you're going to make is going to be brilliant. You know, because everybody's like, just look at me like they tasted something weird, right? I thought it was going to be ice cream, but it tastes it tastes like cockroach, I think, right? You know? So that just that face. And so, you know, Five Finger Death Punch is definitely a band name that will have a reaction, you know? And then in a weird way, we became also very polarizing. So this is the band where either people love it or hate it. Almost there's no middle ground. It's a weird, you know, it's a weird polarizing band. And the band name is kind of the same thing, you know? And
it worked, like you said.
That's what I mean. Like, look, at the time when the Beatles call themselves Beatles, everybody thought, like, that's a dumbest freaking name. Different cultures, different time. To name your band Beatles? Really? You know what I mean? Yeah, that was like, what? You know, it was actually negative. And look, it's the freaking Beatles. It became pop culture. It became something that it would be weird if it wasn't called the Beatles, right? Mm-hmm. And the great name at the time was Rolling Stones. That was a great freaking band name, right? But the Beatles went with Beatles, and look what happened. We went with Five Finger Death Punch, and hey, it sounds really good when you go Five Finger Death Punch. You know, I can tell you a lot of names that doesn't work. And you try to do the same thing.
Jolene!
Diaz!
Yeah.
Or whatever.
What other names you guys reject?
There were some interesting ones. But yeah.
Now, is it true that you got the idea for Five Finger Death Punch from Quentin Tarantino's movie, or is that a rumor?
It's let's say 80%.
80%,
because basically what happened, you know, I'm a big, you know, martial arts cinema fan, and you know, and so we were actually watching that movie, and when it came, the five-point exploding Lotus, whatever the hell that was, right?
Right.
I'm like, man, that sounds so stupid. That should be a band name. And we start laughing. And we're like, okay. Five Finger Death Punch is another movie called Five Fingers of Death. So we're like, that kind of works. So it's kind of like that. And the first person I told this, other than the band members, right, was actually Rita, Dimebag's widow. I went to a House of Blues show, and I ran into her, and she's like, "Hey, how you doing? Well, what you been up to?" I'm like, "Well, we just started this new band," and and she's like, really, "What's the name?" I'm like, "Five Finger Death Punch," and she goes, "But why?" She was like, but like the confusion, like, "But what? Why?" Like, she was like somewhat horrified, somewhat shocked, somewhat like, but really? Like, yeah. And the next time I saw her, she went on her way. Next time when I saw her, we were on the main stage on Download Festival, about 100,000 people chanting Five Finger Death Punch, and I'm walking on stage, and there she is with a camera in her hand, and I'm like, "That's why." And she started to laugh because she remembered exactly what I meant. I didn't even have to, like, "Do you remember when you told me?" No, she knew exactly what I was referring to when I was walking on stage. I'm like, "That's why," and she started cracking up. Yeah, so hey, it works. I mean, every time you pick a band name, as I said, it has to be something that you remember for some reason.
And you nailed it. I mean, Five Finger Death Punch is not easily forgettable.
Yeah.
You guys just added Five Finger. You added a Death Punch. It was awesome. Zoltan, Five Finger Death Punch, you guys have new music in 2020.
That's right.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. Maybe we've not heard something or have, but I'm super excited for everybody else to hear what
you
out there.
Have
man.
You?
I don't know. I don't want to get anybody in trouble here.
You have the face that you did.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude.
You smile. Super cool. I mean, look, it's kind of like we were just asked for a quote, like, "What would you say about this record?" And Ivan said that, it's kind of like everything I have done in my life led up to this record, And basically that's how I would subscribe it, that it's the word would be transcendence, it sounds like a Five Finger Death Punch record, but it's not the same band. It's definitely, we went into the studio, everybody's sober, everybody's ready, but there was something to prove in some way, because we hit it for most of the crazy stuff from the public, because what was going on backstage and what was going on tour was absolute insanity, right? And various very famous musicians who have been down that road would come over to our dressing room and say, "Guys, we did some stupid shit in your life, but Jesus Christ, you guys are a whole different story." While my bass guitarist is being pushed out from a dressing room on a stretcher, and I'm like, "I mean, like, true story. I mean, it was insane stuff."
We're getting a Netflix biopic.
Why is the bus covered with cream cheese from the top to the bottom? And where the f*** did you get?
I want that T-shirt.
You beeped that out, but where the hell did you guys got, like, it was at least 15 pounds of cream cheese. And what in the hell? I mean, like, it was just insanity 24/7. And most, the public didn't really know this. I mean, you don't.
Can we talk more about the cream cheese incident? Yeah.
No, I mean, that was the cream cheese incident. Like, I still to this day, I mean, look, when somebody comes up to you like, "Hey guys, you remember when we were in this festival together and you guys stole the golf cart and drove it into the lake?" And I'm like, "Oh, you have to be more specific than not."
Narrow it down.
This actually happened a couple of times, so I'm not sure. You know what I mean? Like,
so the cream cheese only happened once?
Well, that's just once. But, okay. I mean, like, just...
it's like one of those.
I mean, it's just the craziest stuff. And, and then beside that, the obviously the excess of everything. So, we kind of hid that from the public, we didn't want to be that Motley Crue of the times, what I mean?
And let's bring it out now, though.
Nicky Six was one of, he's a very good friend of ours. He's an awesome guy. And he was one of the people who said, like, "Jesus Christ."
Nick Mars told you so.
Yeah, and he's just shaking his head like, "Wow, okay." And so what happened, like, in the last couple of years, it was just no longer something that we could keep that cat in the bag, so to speak. So then it kind of started to spill out on stage, And it became just a tornado of things. And, now that I'm doing the interviews and I'm talking to a lot of press, I started to realize, actually, the world thought that this, we are about a second away from implosion, which I didn't see that way. For me, it was like, well, we're balancing this this bulldozer on a fishing line, but I think we can make it,
Yeah.
So to me, I didn't see that way, that it's falling apart. It was just business as usual, and just putting out fires left and right, When Ivan had to go to rehab, it was hard. It's difficult moments of, this is my brother, basically, he literally is like my little brother. And And I ran out of options when I'm like, okay, you're going to die. There's just, you can't continue this on the level you're doing this. And there was no more, there were no more cards in our hands. I'm like, the only thing that he still cares about at this point is going out on stage and singing the songs. This is who he is. This is what he is. You know, the fans, the music, this is what he loves. This is the only thing that no matter what happens, he still gets on stage and still does the job, so to speak. For him, it's his life, so it's not a job to him. And I'm like, the only thing I can do at this point is say, I'm going to take that away from you. You can't be in this band if you don't stop. And that was a bluff, because that's not an option, right? You know, it's not an option. I mean, this band is not happening without him, right? So we started together, we finished it together. And so, you know, and so it was a bluff, and I was hoping that this will work, because if it doesn't, then we will lose him. He will die. And so through various long stories, machinations, and I mean, the way to trick him, have you ever watched a cat? Okay, so that's what it was, kind of pushing him, like, oh, okay, you're trying to put the cat in a bathtub, try that. So that's kind of, I could visually interpret that we got him to do it, and then after, he did it a couple of times, and the very last time, he actually called and said, guys, I'm going to check myself in. This is New Year's, Christmas time. I don't feel safe. You know, I don't want to be around the people partying and whatnot. I'll check myself in. And that was the moment when I knew, like, okay, this is different now. Because he knew on his own, and he did it. And that was a time that he came out, never went back. You know, so we went through that, and now here we are, do a new record. And he's in the studio before any of us. He's there to work. Before that, it was like, well, where is Ivan? I don't know. I saw him hanging from a tree. a grizzly suit. I don't know. I mean,
had the cream cheese, right, last time I saw him.
Of doing putting cream cheese on bus, or I don't know what he's doing, right? No, but on a serious note, he was there working hard, and so it was a focused band with something to prove that, no, it was an accident. It wasn't an accident, We are here to stay. This is record number 8. And I think it shows, like it's the same band, but you can tell it's there is the lyrical content, obviously, is the tribulations and everything he came through. So the hopelessness to, the destruction, the anger, to all the way to, coming out on the other side of the storm and surviving and being here alive, all those emotions and everything connect to that is on the record, right? And then musically, same thing. That's why I say, the word that would describe it would be transcendence, because this band transcended from whatever it was to a totally new, totally new band, while our sound is the same. So if the fans listen to this record, they will feel like this is Five Finger Death Punch, but there is something different. There is a fire. This is just different.
Looking forward to it. Cannot wait. 2020. The new.
You already heard. I can see all the happiness all over your face,
man. He can't wait for the audience and your fans' reaction to it.
Okay.
We're here with the tracks.
Nobody's in trouble, management.
They got to go hit the stage. You've given us a bunch of your time. Thank you so much.
No problem, man.
Great chat, man. Zoltan, Five Finger Death Punch.
Absolutely.
Good luck next year, man. Happy to hear you guys are sober, doing your thing, and still kicking ass and taking names.
Yeah. Thank you. It's happening. It's happening.
Dude, super interesting, dude. That Zoltan, he should have his own podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
I would listen to him talk forever.
Call it Metal Mafia.
That's actually a great name for him. And when we were done with that, we enjoy interviews like that because it's easy for us.
Mm-hmm.
We just kind of lead him, and he talked.
I know. I love the fact that, he brought in the 70s kung fu movie, Five Fingers of Death, and by the way, I don't know if I specifically said what movie he was watching by Quentin Tarantino, but it was Kill Bill Volume 2.
That's right. Okay, cool.
And where he's stupid name.
But he's like, you're 85% correct. Like, I like that. Because you read these things, you're like, is this true? And you're like, well, kind of, because things do get lost in translation.
Exactly.
But have a happy holiday bonus episode, Roundtable 105. We release episodes every week, 10 a.m. on Thursdays. I think we're going on episode 14. Next
Wow.
Week.